was the lot for the tribe of Manasseh. For he was the firstborn of Joseph, to Machir the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, were allotted Gilead and Bashan, because he was a man of war. So the lot was made for the rest of the sons of Manasseh, according to their families. For the sons of Abiezer, the sons of Helek, the sons of Azriel, the sons of Shechem, the sons of Hepher, and the sons of Shemidah. These were the male descendants of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, according to their families. However, Zelophehad had the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, only daughters. And these are the names of his daughters: Mahla, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. They approached Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the leaders, saying, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers." So in accordance with the command of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among their father's brothers. So 10 portions fell to Manasseh, besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which is beyond the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance among the sons. And the land of Gilead belonged to the rest of the sons of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh ran from Asher to Mishmetah, which was east of Shechem. Then the border went southward to the inhabitants of Tapua belonged to Manasseh, but Tapua on the border of Manasseh belonged to the sons of Ephraim. Cities belong to Ephraim among the cities of Manasseh, and the border of Manasseh was on the north side of the brook, and it ended at the sea. The south side belonged to Ephraim, and the north side to Manasseh, and the sea was their border, and they reached to Asher on the north, and to Issachar on the east. In Issachar and in Asher, Manasseh had Bethshean, and its towns, and Ibleam, and its towns, and the inhabitants of Dor, and its towns, and the inhabitants of Endor, and its towns, and the inhabitants of Taanach, and its towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo, and third is Napheth. But the sons of Manasseh could not take possession of these cities, because the Canaanites persisted in living in them.
Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, "Why have you given me only one lot and one portion as an inheritance, though I am a numerous people whom the Lord has blessed up to this point?" And Joshua said to them, "If you are a numerous people, go up to the forest and clear a place for yourself there in the land of the parasites and the repaint. Since the hill country of Ephraim is too narrow for you, the sons of Joseph then say, the hill country is not enough for us, for all the Israel." But Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, saying, "You are a numerous people and have great power. You shall not have one lot only, but the hill country shall be yours. For though it is a forest, you shall clear it, and to its farthest borders it shall be yours. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, even though they have iron chariots and though they are strong.